This program is brought to you by Emory University.
My name is Scott Lilienfeld. I'm a professor of psychology at Emory University. The title of our book is 50 Great Myths of Popular Psychology, Shattering Widespread Misconceptions About Human Behavior. I've been here at Emory since 1994, and I teach a variety of psychology classes, including a undergraduate seminar called Science and Pseudoscience in Psychology. Anyone, I think, who is familiar with psychology realizes that there is a lot of myth out there, a lot of misconceptions, many of which really accord with people's common sense intuitions. In fact, a lot of what people are sure is true. Most people, for example, are sure that opposites attract in relationships, or that the full moon has something to do with odd behaviors. A lot of the very things that people are most certain about that seem most intuitively to be right are often those for which there's the least evidence. One common question, I think it's a good one that we get, it's one we do try to address in the book, is what is the harm in some of these beliefs? And undoubtedly some false beliefs are innocuous, but I would argue that some of them can be dangerous. So if someone really does firmly believe that opposites attract, someone might well spend a lot of their time seeking a romantic partner whose interest, personality is different from theirs, in fact, opposite from theirs, when that's not going to be very likely to yield fruit. And we know if they end up getting involved with someone like that or marrying someone like that, that's actually a very potent predictor for a relationship breaking up. So it's not only a predictor of initial attraction, it's also a predictor for relationship success. We know the best predictor of relationship success, even though maybe it doesn't make for the best Hollywood movie plot, is to find someone who actually matches us in many ways in terms of our attitudes, personality, interests, and the like. I think the same is true for a number of other pop psychology beliefs. So another one we address that's very widely held is the belief that the best way of dealing with anger is to get it out of our systems. And there are even a lot of pop psychology phrases like that, like get off my chest or blow my top, let off steam. Most people think that's the best way of dealing with anger. In fact, most psychological research shows that that approach does not work. And in fact, some research shows it actually makes anger worse. So there's another case where you could have a belief that I think does and often is or ends up being quite dangerous because it actually encourages people to engage in a behavior that probably makes them more angry and actually worsens their emotional status in the long run. But there are many others too. So many of my students are surprised to hear that, for example, if they're in an emergency situation, it's probably better for there to be only one or two people around than a large crowd of people around. It's very counterintuitive. People assume if they're in trouble, better to have lots of people there. But in fact, the research shows it's probably better just to have one person there, probably in part because that one person feels more of a burden of responsibility to help if there's a problem. One of the main goals that we have in this book is to teach people how to think scientifically about everyday claims, claims they're likely to encounter almost everywhere, whether it's in their friendships, their relationships, at work, on the psychotherapist's couch, while watching television and hearing various claims about the effectiveness of medication or psychotherapies. All of those are things that we really want to get people to think carefully and critically about. We also, I think, really want to get people to understand that scientific knowledge is rarely black or white. Many of the things we talk about clearly are myths, but many of them do have small pieces of truth to them. So, for example, we talk about the Mars and Venus myth that has been popularized by John Gray, the idea that men almost metaphorically are from Mars and women almost metaphorically are from Venus, in that their communication styles are so vastly different, they almost could come from different planets. There's a great idea of something that is, I think, largely a myth, not because it's completely false, but because it's wildly exaggerated. It is true, in fact, that men and women do differ a bit in their communication styles, but in fact, most of the differences between men and women in their communication styles are quite small. Men do tend to interrupt a little bit more often. Women may be a little bit more likely to talk about emotions and people, men more about things and so on. And these are real differences, but they're not huge in magnitude. They're not so gigantic that men and women can't communicate with each other effectively or that we have to regard them as coming from different planets. The thing about psychology is that you can never predict what new myths will come on the scene. So there's a better than even chance that by the time we write our second edition, there will be some new myths there to debunk, and we'll be there to do it.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.